1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back to McGuffey High School and the WPIAL 2A Team Wrestling Tournament quarterfinals. The winners of our first round matches, number 3 McGuffey and number 6 Burgettstown, now square off for a spot in the semis and a berth in the PIAA Team Tournament next week. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg here on the Visit Greene County pre-match show. Rusty Pettit still across the way. Jason Tennant's our floor director, heading up our Green Sports crew. Noah Tennant, Easton Pettit on camera. Dave Anthony now producing in our downtown Washington studios. The winner of our upcoming match will extend their meaningful dual meet season by an extra week to 10 days. The loser will shift gears to the individual tournament side of high school wrestling. We'll get you set for McGuffey and Burgettstown when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
And it's good to have you all. Hello, Rusty.
Howdy.
I can see you. For a while, I couldn't see anything.
I can see most of the mat, which is good.
Great to have you along here tonight. No real surprises in our first round matches. Bentworth and Chartiers both jumped ahead early with the first round wins, but then the higher seeded teams took control. McGuffey winning 6 in a row and Burgettstown 7 in a row to put them in the win column.
Yeah, pretty dominant fashion for a lot of those wrestlers. Like you said, no big surprises. This should be a good one. Burgettstown come in as they're the 7 seed, I think. Is that correct? The 6 seed, and taking on McGuffey, the 3. And McGuffey probably favored overall, but you never know when got to happen on the mat.
And we hope we have as much luck at least on the quote main mat in terms of who's wrestling as we did. I know we had struggle with that on your mat there in the Chartiers Houston Burgettstown matchup, but I got to get people from standing in front of me too. All right, we're starting at 121 pounds. McGuffey has Tucker Main weighed in, but also has Asbury and Jameson available.
Gage Bradley for Burgettstown and Tucker Main, McGuffey.
So Main at 121, Bradley also weighed in at 121, and we are underway.
Nice high crotch there by Main to start things off, trying to finish it off here. He's got the hips done. And finishes the takedown, 3-0 Main. Looks like he wants to cut him loose right away, and he does. There's another single leg outside single, but he's got the arm too. Tucker Main trying to finish this, and So far, Bradley fighting it off, not allowing the second takedown. Dropping down lower on the ankle, though, is Main, and he's going to pop the head here. Second takedown, and the opening period. He still has that bottom arm, 1:13 to go in the first. 6-1, Tucker Main's lead.
How can I help you there, partner?
There's another escape. And Main in on a double right away again. He's got both legs again. Quick work. Three takedowns in just over a minute. And they're out of bounds. They'll restart.
Seconds to go in our opening period. 9-2 lead for Tucker Main. Three takedowns for Main. Couple of escapes for Bradley. And Main takes another leg shot, turn it to a double. Just going to pick Bradley up, try to step around behind now. Try to hip drop there. That tackle's not legal in the NFL, but it works here.
Yeah, Main dominant from his feet so far, looking for the crossface cradle now. 20 seconds to go, 12-3 lead already in major decision territory. His bonus points are huge in these dual meets.
It'll be interesting to see what happens up top when we get to the 285, because neither school has a wrestler weighed in. Both can possibly bump up. If they so choose, they can get there to have a wrestler available, but neither has a 285 wrestler weighed in. End of one. I have 12-2, the score after.
They have 12-3 on the board.
Okay. Yeah. Did not see that last escape, so we'll go that way.
Bradley had the choice to start second. He chose neutral.
Interesting choice, having been taken down four times in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah. Although, yeah, he does get in on the high crotch. So far, Main able to get the hips back. And he gets the takedown again, 15-3. Cut him loose, very close to wrapping up this technical fall. Outside single leg now, still with that bottom arm. And that one makes it 18-4.
At six takedowns in 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
He might finish it here. He's got the near fall. He might get the fall. Got both arms crossed over. That low elbow takes him to his back. And there's the near fall, which will give him the tech. Final score, 22-4 technical fall. That one comes in 2 minutes and 56 seconds.
We'll go to 127 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Clayton Neely for McGuffey and Jeremy Tack present at 127. Both of these guys at the weight they weighed in at. Our officials, Greg James, who's now on the wing, and Tim Lloyd in the center.
Lowling single attack by Tack, and counter shot, though, by Ely's going to get him the takedown. He goes right into the near side cradle, lets that go. That left arm barred up and is going to run it over. Ely getting near fall. And quick fall, 27 seconds for McGuffey's Clayton Ely. Score for the team now, 11-0 in favor of the Highlanders.
We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Daniel Smith for Burgettstown, Lane Ely for McGuffey. Highlanders lead the team count 11-0. Tech fall on a pin in the first two matches.
Yeah, nice scramble towards the edge of the mat there. They go out of bounds with no takedown award. 1:28 to go in this opening period. Started at 121. If you're just joining us, we will wrap up at 114 pounds.
These two both top seven finishes at Tri-Cata back at the beginning of the month. McGuffey third, and Burgettstown finished seventh in that tournament.
High crotch attempt by Smith. Drops off to the single leg, head to the inside, trying to elevate, but good job by Ely to keep those hips down. Now duck under attempt off that front headlock by Smith, and he's not able to finish. They'll go back to their feet. Four seconds to go in the opening period.
Always a berth, you know, when you wrestle quarterfinals, always a berth in the semis on the line, but because the WPIL sends four to the state team tournament, these pod finals basically are going to send somebody into another week to 10 days of dual meet meaningful wrestling.
Yeah, it's the state tournament. There's fireman's carry attempt by Smith, but that time it was stopped before it could get started by Ely, and ends up in the front headlock with 5 seconds to go in the opening period. And they'll restart, but 1.8 only on the clock. So we'll head to the second period with this match scoreless here at 133 pounds.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man. Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Start of the second period, 133 pounds. It's Lane Ely with the first point of the bout. He gets an escape after starting in the down position. Team score now still 11-0 in favor of McGuffey after the first two bouts. They had a technical fall by Tucker Main at 121, and that was followed by Clayton Ely's fall at 127. There's a low leg single attempt by Lane Ely. Can't get to it. Now tries to come around the other side, grabs an ankle. Smith hanging on to the leg and the arm trying to fend this off. Lane has him flattened out, but he's got to step around. He's not getting any closer to it. And now Smith getting in better position, head to the outside single, trying to get the hip down of Ely. Ely still hanging on to the far ankle. Ely has his hips up, which usually the person with their hips up wins the battle, and that is the case here, as he will finish the takedown for a 4-0 lead, just over a minute to go left in the second. And head out of bounds as Ely was taking him to his back, much to the chagrin of the hometown faithful here.
Thought we were going to get a look at that. Oh, okay.
So what could have been more near fall for Ely ends up still with a 4-0 lead. 48 seconds to go in the second. It will be Smith's choice in the third, but now Ely again working for near fall. Scoops the bottom arm, now reverse half. He's looking for the fall. Lane Ely gets the fall. 3 minutes, 25 seconds. It is now 17-0 Highlanders as we head to 139 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer.
We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Lucas Barr for McGuffey, Greg Carter for Burgettstown, and Barr with a takedown right away. One of only four active WPIO wrestlers with 150-plus wins. Lucas Barr looking for number 160 here in this quarterfinal matchup.
Yeah, had that freight train double leg, took him right to his back, and now trying to get this left shoulder down. Now looks like he might be able to switch off to a headlock position here to finish this fall off. To give Carter credit, though, for fighting off the fall so far to this point.
Mentioned this earlier. I mentioned that this would be win number 160. McGuffey's school record is held by Jeremy Hunter with 171 wins, but Barr certainly has a shot at that all-time mark here for the Highlanders.
Yeah, that's you figure, yeah, with the team match is still coming up if they're to win this one in advance as he gets the four near fall to make it 7-0. And haven't even started into the individual matches with sections and whippials, regionals. He's got a wing here. He's going to turn him again. Double arm bar now. He can sit through this, and that is not comfortable.
Oh, he had him stuck.
That's the fall. 1 minute, 47 seconds for Lucas Barr.
Let's go 137 to win right there at 139 pounds. 23-0. McGuffey jumps in front. We go to 145 here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Emmett Wolf for McGuffey, Carter Cadis for Burgettstown as we go to 145. Highlanders with bonus points in four straight matches to lead 23-0.
Yeah, it was a shot by Wolf and counter by Cadis trying to hang over the back here in a scramble. Now Wolf, good position, stands up, elevates the single leg. Trying to trip Cadis down to the mat to finish this takedown. It's around behind him, and there is the three-point takedown for Emmett Wolf. He'll let him right back up. He worked all that time for the first one. He wants to go right back for the second. It was a single-leg chop by Cadis, but he can't get past the defense of Wolf. Now side headlock and attempting to get this into a Merkel is Wolf, but they will head out of bounds. 38 seconds to go in the first. 3-1, Emmett Wolf with the lead.
WPIL 2A semis and finals at Peters Township on Saturday. Semis start at 10. Third place match is scheduled for 11:15. They'll be hard-pressed to get that, and the finals at 11:30. My guess is we'll see both of those matches start
at that time. Injury time for Emmett Wolf, and a chance to step aside. McGuffey leading Burgesstown 23-0.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at 145 pounds, Emmett Wolf back on his feet after the injury time. As our friend Lanford Simpson would say, it looked like he might have taken a foot. He's going to take a 3-1 lead, though, into the second period. He actually gets a late attempt here on the double leg, but he's going to run out of time. So 3-1 Wolf as we head to the second.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solution specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Start of the second period here at 145 pounds. It is Wolf on the bottom to start the period. And so far, Carter Cadis able to stay on top with a mat return. Wolf gets up to his feet, and he'll get the escape. He leads 4-1, 1:27 to go in the second period, and head out of bounds.
Technical fall for Tucker Main. Pins for Clayton Ealy, Lane Ealy, and Lucas Barr have the Highlanders out to this 23-0 lead. Blue Devils looking for an answer. Or as we talk in baseball, looking for a stopper.
Yeah.
At ace in the starting rotation to come and say no more.
Yeah, so far, Cadis hanging in there. He weighed in at 139 pounds today, but both of the dual meets so far, he has wrestled up at 145. Did so against Chartiers Houston, and now here facing off against Wolf. Front headlock by Wolf. Trying to sneak up on that single leg, though, is Cadis, but Wolf does a good job of keeping his head down to the mat. Now Wolf does get around behind. He's got to get him down to the mat, though. Grabs both feet, does so, and gets his second takedown with about 22 seconds remaining in the period. He leads 7-1.
Big thanks to our Washington studio producers, Jacob Knisner, handling things on the AM side. Bill Chapo, now Dave Anthony, on the FM side. And since football, we haven't interrupted their music shows often, but did last week, and again here tonight. We certainly appreciate their work on the button pushing end of that. And great tunes from the basement coming up with Dave Anthony as soon as we're done here at McGuffey.
Trying to finish out the period on top here as Wolf. He stays behind the arms of Cadis. Time will wind down. We will head to the third period with Emmett Wolf leading 7-1 on WJPA Sports Network.
The Burgesstown Homecoming Committee is proud to cheer on their hometown Blue Devils. Like the Homecoming Committee, Burgesstown wrestlers have a winning tradition built on hard work, grit, and that Burgesstown Blue Devil pride. The Burgesstown Homecoming Committee wishes Coach Vigilotti and the wrestling Blue Devils the very best of luck. Continue that winning tradition and show the big heart that makes this team and Burgesstown so special. Good luck, Blue Devils. They're behind you all the way.
Third period Carter Cade has started on the bottom and earned an escape. So it's 7-2 now as they head off the side of the mat before Wolf could get around behind for another takedown. So 7-2 the score, 141 to go in regulation here at 145 pounds.
A couple other thank yous while these guys are wrestling neutral. Mark Bonus, the principal and the acting athletic director here at McGuffey, and his crew, their maintenance, their custodial, their internet, their IT people, all big help to get us set up here today at a place where we could cover all four matches here at this McGuffey site. Also, the WPI Wrestling Committee guys still helping us out. Phil Mary's in charge here at McGuffey, but we've gotten help from guys all over at the eight sites across the WPIL tonight, and we certainly appreciate that.
Minute to go here in the third period. 145 pounds, Emmett Wolf leads 7-2, but now Cadis in on a low leg single. He elevates it. Tries to grab the head to lock up a cradle while they're both standing, and good job by Wolf to get that leg out of there, and we will head out of bounds with 46 on the clock.
Well, at that time, Cadis wanted more too quickly. He had it available, but tried to go too fast and ended up getting nothing.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. He needed just to finish that takedown here to try to claw back in, and now it's Wolf on his own low leg single, and this is where he wants to be. He can kind of hang out here on this leg. Even if he doesn't finish the takedown, valuable seconds counting off the clock as he tries to sneak through the back door, turns his hips, gets the takedown. It's 10-2. Now we're in major decision territory for Wolf. As he gives up the escape, yeah, he'll need another point. He's in on the double leg. Head to the outside, going to have to bring him back in. Drops off to the single with 12 seconds. Pulls him in, gets the takedown with 9 seconds to go. And they will blow the whistle for a restart with 5 on the clock. But right now, as it stands, major decision, 13-3 the score for Emmett Wolf.
You know, good work there to keep a foot in bounds. Wolf stepped up with the right foot, but still had the left foot in bounds. And so now at 13-3 by my count.
We have a caution on Wolf before the restart. He can give up an escape here and still get the major decision. Sinks in behind the arms. And that'll do it. Major decision for Emmett Wolf, 13-3 over Carter Cadis. We head to 152 pounds.
Team score now, McGuffey 27, Burgettstown nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Michael Casado for McGuffey taking on Brady Reitweiser for the Burgettstown Blue Devils at 152. Burgettstown got to get something going, or this is going to get away before they can make a move.
Yeah, 5 straight wins by the Highlanders to open up this dual meet to make it 27-0. Still scoreless in this bout, 35 seconds in. Reitweiser, nice job to swing around behind. Get Casado down on the mat for the takedown.
A little short drag attempt there by Casado, and he abandoned it about a third of the way through. That's not a good time to stop that move.
Pulling down on the arm to try to roll through here is Casado, and still finds himself underneath, and now a half Nelson and right to his back. As Reitweiser still has that half in, he got 2 near fall. That will add to his lead to make it 5-0. 44 seconds to go in the opening period at 1:52.
Cassato trying to set something up. Now just going to peel the hands and walk away, get an escape.
So we might see the Logan Noyes-Victor Bonus matchup here at 152, but we still might see it. It just might be at 160. Five to one the score, and there's, oh, trying to take him right to his back from his feet is Reitweiser, and said he's going to settle for the takedown, but he gets that and extends his lead to an 8-1 as the first period comes to an end on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Brief timeout, injury or blood, I'm not sure which clock ran, but for Brady Reitweiser, he now starts the second period on the bottom, got to his feet. But Cassato, who's a little shorter, was having trouble picking him up and taking him back down, and it ends up with Reitweiser getting the escape.
Yeah, that gives him a 9-1 lead, so he's actually in line for a major decision if he holds on to at least that lead.
A couple of AAA first-round scores. Peters Township, after winning the prelim, lost 69-0. Toss now by Reitweiser. He puts Cassato right to his back, squeezing and gets the fall at 3 minutes. Brady Reitweiser put Cassato to his back from his feet and gets the pin. Burgettstown on the board. McGuffey 27, Burgettstown 6, as we get a 160 pounds on WJPA.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
You asked for it, you got it, Rusty. Logan Noyes for Burgettstown. Victor Bonus for McGuffey underway.
Should be a good one. There's a nice low leg single attempt by Bonus, but Noyes evades that.
Just a quick look again at those AAA scores. First round mentioned Peters Township losing to Franklin Regional. Shutout, 69-0 in that first round. Canada McMillan over Bell Vernon, 44-25. Trinity, a winner over West Allegheny, 50-6. Trinity and Norwin wrestling right now. Canamac taking on North Allegheny in the 3A quarters. That over on WJPA AM.
Oh, lots of action towards the edge, but going to stay scoreless as they head to the hardwood on the right side of the mat.
Yeah, need another little apron section of Resolite there.
Under a minute to go in the opening period, still scoreless between Noyes and Bonus.
Oh, there's lots of action, just no score. And these guys seen each other a few times over the years.
Laurel with an early 18-9 lead on Jefferson Morgan in the 2A quarterfinals. That match at Laurel. That's about as far separate as two schools can be, from Jeff Morgan to Laurel. Yeah. Did football, now doing wrestling.
Yeah, that is for sure.
That's a hike. Southeastern Green to Northern Lawrence County. That's a hike.
Yeah.
Just another note, end of one period scoreless here between Bonus and Noyes. A note mentioned that McGuffey was third at Tri-Cata and Burgettstown seventh. None of the championship matches pitted wrestlers from these two schools against each other.
Well, almost a reversal there, but Bonus at least in line for an escape. But he's got Noyes in that front headlock now, so no escape warded. And there it is. So 1-0 Bonus, 20 seconds into the second period.
And one more thank you I want to pass along. Ken Wunderly, who's covered high school sports for many years and particularly wrestling, is dogged in his pursuit of scores as the action goes on. And he's been keeping us posted as we move through.
An ankle pick attempt by Bonus. Can't get to the ankle. Both Noyes and Bonus, they've had decent shots in these opening two periods. There's another fireman's carry attempt by Noyes that can't get past the defense. But so far, both wrestlers have had just as good a defense to fend off the other shot. Under a minute to go in the second. It will be Logan Noyes' choice in the third. Bonus tries to use that elbow to drag into a low leg single. Once again, Noyes stays away and will head off the side of the mat. They're going to hit Bonus with a stall warning for backing off the side of the mat. That's his first for either wrestler.
Mentioned in 2A into the quarters, only one upset, the 10 over the 7. Go ahead.
Yeah, nice single leg here, switching off to the doubles. Noyes, he's going to finish that for the first takedown of the bout. He takes a 3-1 lead with 20 seconds to go in the second. Escape by Bonus makes it 3-2, 11 seconds to go in the period.
Second escape this period for Bonus.
Oh, low leg single dive there for Bonus, but that'll take us to the third period. The score, Logan Noyes up 3-2. He'll have choice as we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Third period here, Logan Noyes did take down to start the period. He earns his escape. He leads 4-2 over Victor Bonus now. 1:45 to go in the bout.
Just to finish my note, only one upset in the first round in 2A, the 10 Greensburg-Salem beating the 7 Elizabeth Forward. Only one in AAA as well. All chalk except for the 9 over the 8 TJ over Moon, 44-17.
Bonus keeps trying to use that elbow drag to get to that slow single, but Noyes is ready for it every time. He's going to have to try a different attack if he wants to get his first takedown. Right now, that's what he needs. He needs the takedown. He's going to try for that far leg single again, but this time Noyes nearly gets around back behind him for his own, and that should be a warning on Noyes, and it is. So both wrestlers have now been warned for stalling. Minute 7 to go in the third.
Yeah, just careless there by Logan Noyes. As they were heading toward the edge of the mat, he clearly ran off the mat.
Yeah.
He tried that arm drag again. That was closer to getting to the leg, but still going to have to try something else, maybe a different attack off that elbow drag. Now he comes in with an underhook on the left side. 46 seconds to go, and Victor Bonas needs to take. There's a drag. Oh, and Bonas takes him down to his back. And there's a fall. What a comeback for Victor Bonas. Time of the fall, 5 minutes and 23 seconds. Fireworks at 160 pounds.
Huge, huge turn of events. McGuffey 33, Burgettstown 6, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Huge win for Victor Bonas. We'll get a look at this from neutral. And Noyes tries a little drag, and he only got partway through, and he got stuck right onto his back. Victor Bonas with the fall. McGuffey has won 6 of the first 7 bouts, and that's a match that the Burgettstown almost certainly was counting on points of some kind. Instead, they go minus 6. Garrett Newman. Now at 172 pounds, he takes down Jacob Knott, puts him right into a cradle, took him too far over, going to reload, stack him up one more time, too far over. Knott has been able to go all the way over, and this time Newman trying to stick him. Fall comes, and the Highlanders are rolling. Fall for Garrett Newman in 33 seconds. McGuffey 39, Burgettstown 6, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
The Burgettstown Homecoming Committee is proud to cheer on their hometown Blue Devils. Like the Homecoming Committee, Burgettstown wrestlers have a winning tradition built on hard work, grit, and that Burgettstown Blue Devil pride. The Burgettstown Homecoming Committee wishes Coach Vigilotti and the wrestling Blue Devils the very best of luck. Continue that winning tradition and show the big heart that makes this team and Burgettstown so special. Good luck, Blue Devils. They're behind you all the way.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
189 pounds, McGuffey's Aaron Supler in on a leg against Jason Murray. He's trying to kick his way out of bounds, and Supler pulls him back in but doesn't get control yet. Good job here by Murray, but he waited too long, and he got cross-faced to his back. In trouble, trying to fight off of it. Supler trying to put it away and clinch the duel, and he does. 34 seconds, the time of the fall for Aaron Supler. McGuffey, 45. Burgettstown, 6. We get a 215 when we come right back.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction,
hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation. 215 pounds, Shannon Archie for Burgettstown. Cash Maine for McGuffey.
Yeah, headlock attempt there by Maine, but countering that was Archie. Now Archer, he's going to take him down and try to turn him right away with the mat return, and he does. Now he's looking for the fall on Cash Maine. He's got a lot of time to work for this. Minute 25 to go in the period. Going to maybe have to switch to a reverse half to get that other shoulder down. That is tight.
Oh, my. Archie gets it all.
46 seconds time of the fall for Shannon Archie.
McGuffey 45, Burgettstown 12. We'll go to 285, and we should have a match when we go there. When we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, we thought we'd have a 285 match. Everybody bumped up, did what they needed to do, and then we didn't have one. Then, for good measure, we didn't have a bout at 107 either. So the forfeits both go to Burgettstown. Adam Beloga at 285 and Carter Baker at 107. Team score now 45-24 McGuffey, and we will have our final match of the night. 114, it's Blake Jamison for McGuffey, Caleb Prevost for Burgettstown.
Yep, 30 seconds into the bout. No score as of yet. Shot by Prevost and front headlock to counter that by Jamison. Well, Jamison needs to get up on his toes, and he does that if he's going to work that front headlock. But that allows Prevost to also get to his feet. Now dropping down to the near leg is Jamison. He's going to be able to lock up that low leg cradle and takes Prevost right to his back. Looking to finish this with a fall is Blake Jamison. Has the cradle locked up, he's going to readjust. He's got 48 seconds to try to finish this off.
And somehow the right shoulder blade just barely off the mat.
There's the fall. That one, a minute 28 seconds to wrap things up. Blake Jamison gets the fall for the Highlanders.
McGuffey 51, Burgettstown 24. A recap of the WPIL 2A team tournament quarterfinal matchup when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
The Burgettstown Homecoming Committee is proud to cheer on their hometown Blue Devils. Like the Homecoming Committee, Burgettstown wrestlers have a winning tradition built on hard work, grit, and that Burgettstown Blue Devil pride. The Burgettstown Homecoming Committee wishes Coach Vigilotti and the wrestling Blue Devils the very best of luck. Continue that winning tradition and show the big heart that makes this team and Burgettstown so special. Good luck, Blue Devils. They're behind you all the way.
Rusty, before you get lost over there, I just want to say thanks. You great job tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
All right, and I guess we'll be together on Saturday as well, right?
Yes, sir. I'll see you there
all day
up at Peters.
All right, I'm gonna push your button. You can start your breakdown over there, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Rusty Pettit. Here's a recap of our 2A quarterfinal, and we know that McGuffey will take on Derry in the semifinals Saturday morning at 10 at Peters Township. Looks like Laurel in control against Jefferson Morgan, 36-18. That's the 4-5 matchup. Time running out for the Rockets, but down 36-18. Check and see. Can we see what weight they're at there, Jason? At 125, 285. So Jefferson in a situation where they have to win out just about, down by 18. All right. Let's get our recap. We started at 121 pounds. Tucker Main started the ball rolling, and this snowball got going downhill in a big way. Technical fall for Tucker Main over Gage Bradley, 22-4, the time 2:56. Clayton Ealy followed with a first period, first minute pin of Jeremy Tack, 27 seconds. A second period pin for Lane Ealy over Daniel Smith at 3:25 the time, and another first period pin for the Highlanders, Lucas Barr, 160th career win. Time of the fall, 137 over Greg Carter. And the fifth straight victory for McGuffey to start. Major decision for Emmett Wolf over Carter Cadis, 13-3. Team score went to 27-0. Go to 152 pounds. Burgettstown got on the board. A pin for Brady Reitweiser over Michael Casado in 3 minutes. But then the bout of the night, 160 pounds. Victor Bonas and Logan Noyes scoreless after one. Bonas with an escape, Noyes with a takedown, and Bonas with another escape. 3-2 Noyes after two periods. In the third, Noyes started on the bottom, got an escape, led 4-2. But Bonas, not only a takedown, but the pin in 5 minutes and 33 seconds, served notice that McGuffey was not going to be defeated tonight. They went up 33-6, back-to-back opening minute pins for Garrett Newman and Aaron Supler. Newman in 33 seconds over Jacob Knott. Supler pinning Jason Murray in 34 seconds. And the Highlanders had control at 45-6. A pin for Shannon Archie for Burgettstown, 215 pounds over Cash Main in 46 seconds, made it 45-12. Back-to-back forfeits to the Blue Devils. Adam Beloga at 285 and Carter Baker at 107 got the Blue Devils their final points. And Blake Jamison with an early takedown, and then a minute and 28 seconds in, sticks Caleb Prevost to his back to stay, gets the fall to set our final score. McGuffey 51, Burgettstown 24. Time to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We talked in our prelim match that when one team expects to get a win and needs that win, and the other team wins the bout, that's a pretty pivotal situation. That's exactly what happened at 160 pounds with the score already 27-6, but Burgettstown having just gotten on the board at 152. They send out Logan Noyes, probably their leader on this squad, taking on Victor Bonus. And Noyes had a 4-2 lead into the third period when wrestling neutral, he tried to drag and slide the leg in and got taken down. You'll see here, he's got the drag set up. Two hands on that right arm of Bonus, and he tried to slip the leg in and didn't get all the way through it. And Bonus put him on his back and stuck him. The time of the fall, 5:33. And for that, Victor Bonus, our Washington County College Center CCBC outstanding wrestler here tonight. We know this. McGuffey will take on Derry Area, the Trojans 64-6 winners against Greensburg Salem in their quarterfinal matchup. McGuffey 51-24 over Burgettstown. We also know that the one seed Burrell has eliminated number 8 Beth Center 51-19. We do not have a final yet on the Jefferson Morgan Laurel, the 4-5 matchup. Last word we had, the 4 seed Laurel leading Jeff Morgan 36-18 with about three bouts to go. The Rockets needing to pin out to tie that dual meet and then send it to Criterion. We had a Criterion decision earlier tonight in the preliminary rounds. Freedom, a winner by Criterion over Avonworth, to go on and take on Laurel. So they've already had one tiebreaker Criterion used at Laurel. Might as well go for another one as well. Want to say thank you. Tonight's match on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought, and I'm going to go all the entire list there, Jason. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, gives your case the attention it deserves. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an Advanced Surgical Hospital. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. Schweinebraun Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By Visit Greene County. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students, families throughout the area. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Quality Quick Printing, your full-service digital document solution center. Online, qualquick.com. And by Burgettstown's Homecoming Committee, celebrating the homegrown Blue Devils. Tomorrow, it's back to regular season high school basketball on the WJPA Sports Network, but we've got a dandy matchup. Fort Cherry girls host Burgettstown with at least a share of the section championship on the line. We'll be on the air with the Visit Greene County pregame show at 7:20 on WJPA AM and the WJPA Sports Network YouTube channel. Thanks to both head coaches, to acting athletic director Mark Bonus and the entire crew here at McGuffey, along with WPIL wrestling committee member Philip Mary. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, my partner, Rusty Pettit, Easton Pettit on camera, Dave Anthony in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the quarterfinals of the WPIL 2A Team Wrestling Tournament, your final score, McGuffey 51, Burgettstown 24. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.